الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My beloved and respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we're going to discuss about the things that we should not ask for in front of Allah Azza wa Jal when we're making our dua. And this we're going to quote from a very good book from a great scholar of Islam, Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqiya Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. My beloved viewers of Madani Channel, we should not go beyond limits in dua. We should not go beyond limits in dua. For an instance, we should not ask to be in the same status, na'udhu billah, of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. And if anyone has ever made this dua, he must make tawbah. Because we should understand that nubuwah is not something that we achieve through our good deeds. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like those who transgress. So let us not be among the transgressors. And another example, let us not ask for things that are impossible or nearly impossible. For instance, making dua to remain healthy forever, or protected from every trouble or sickness during one's entire life. My beloved viewers of Madani Channel, this does also not contradict the hadith, which in this hadith, these words are found. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah wa tamam al-afiyah. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he explains it beautifully. That this hadith, it is meant for things that we as human beings cannot bear. Things that are unbearable. For an instance, like being beaten by a snake. It is such a thing that we cannot bear. Cancer is a disease that we cannot bear. So this is meant for those things. Because there are some difficulties, there are some sicknesses, some illnesses that are actually beneficial for us. So we should not ask Allah Azza wa Jal to cure all our illnesses for the rest of our lives, or remove all problems and difficulties for as long as we live. Because in some of them, if we bear patience, if we have sabr, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is with those that are patient. So for as long as we have patience, as long as we have patience, Allah Azza wa Jalla is with us. So in some of these sicknesses, if we bear patience, there's a great benefit in it. That is why the ulama ikram are telling us that we should not make this kind of dua that all illnesses and all troubles must be removed in our lives for as long as we live. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going further, one should not ask dua for sin. As such a dua, it is itself a sin. For an example, one makes dua, may Allah forgive us, to go and rob or to trick someone. He makes a dua that, Ya Allah, help me to be able to trick this person. We should not make that kind of dua. Oh Allah, help me to be able to rob a bank. We should not make that kind of dua. Because that dua itself, we're making a dua for a sin. So here we should remember, making a dua for a sin, the ulama ikram, they're telling us that making a dua for a sin, that dua itself is a sin. So we should stay away from making such a dua. We should not make dua to commit any sin because itself is a sin. One should not make dua for breaking of ties among relatives. My respected beloved viewers of Madani Channel, the one that breaks ties, it is reported that the one that breaks family ties will not enter Jannah. Now here also we are told that we should not make that dua to break family ties. It happens in our societies, in our communities. It's happening that whereby you find families, they no longer talk to each other. You find that cousins don't talk to each other. Their issues, minor issues, have become such issues that we even making dua that because they don't get along with us or we don't get along with them, they shouldn't get along with the rest of the family. Just because someone does not get along with a certain member of the family, we're not getting along with a certain member of the family, then we make such a dua that because we're not getting along with them, they should not also get along with the people that we get along with. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, we should not make this kind of du'as. We should stay away from making such a du'as. Going further, do not ask Allah Azza wa Jal for just inferior things. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is all gracious. One should fully concentrate towards Allah Azza wa Jal and ask Him only for everything. One should ask Allah Azza wa Jal for everything. We should not hold back. We should not hold back when we make a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should ask for things that, for we must ask for everything. But again, we must bear in mind, let us ask for those things that are beneficial to us. Let's not ask for things that are not beneficial. Ask for things that are beneficial to us. Once in the time of Banu Israel, there was a man that had a guarantee of 3 du'as being accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He had 3 du'as that were guaranteed to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So first he makes his first dua. He says in his first dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal make his wife the most beautiful woman in the whole entire area. He has 3 duas that are guaranteed to be accepted. So his first dua is, may Allah Azza wa Jal make his wife the most beautiful woman in that area. The dua was accepted. His wife became the most beautiful woman. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, his wife became the most beautiful woman. But with time, that beauty caused him harm. That beauty caused him pain. Because his wife, because of that beauty, she started causing fitna in the area. Allahu Akbar. That wife of his became a problem on him because of the beauty that he made dua for. So now he has two du'as that are left. He makes the second du'a out of anger and the pain that the beauty of his wife has caused him. He says, may Allah make his wife turn into a dog. And the second du'a was accepted. And the second du'a was accepted. Now he only has one du'a left. The children, they ask the father. They plead with the father. Oh, our father, make du'a that our mother becomes normal again, becomes a human being. He had three accepted du'as. Three accepted du'as. He made the first two du'as. Now he's left with one du'a. And now he make his final du'a. Ya Allah, make my wife to be normal again. And his wife becomes normal again. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel. This man had three guaranteed du'as. But in those three guaranteed du'as, he made them. What was the benefit? What did he benefit in these three du'as? Or he just lost that mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla for asking for something that is not beneficial. The beauty of his wife benefited him for a moment. But in the long run, it became a pain in his heart. It became a pain in his life. To such an extent that he made a dua that his wife must become a dog. Then the children plead with him. Then he made dua that Allah must make her normal again. Then the three du'as was going to waste. So my beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's make dua of things that are benefit. Let's not make dua just for sake of making dua, for asking for such a thing that are not beneficial to us. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Going further, one should not make dua for his death. One should not make dua for his death. You know, we find in our communities or in our societies today, someone struggles or they suffer. Or they go through some difficulties. What is financial problem? Is a physical problem? What is a sickness problem? Whether it's a family problem? They go so much into it that they lose hope. They lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla to such an extent that they take their own lives. They commit suicide. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, we are told that we should not make dua for our death. We should not ask Allah Azza wa Jal to take our lives because of the worldly problems that we are facing. Because of things that are going on in our societies. The problems that we are facing in our lives. We should not ask Allah Azza wa Jal to take our lives because of that. We should bear patience. We should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Further, it is not permissible to make dua that a certain Muslim may become a disbeliever. It is not permissible. We should not make this dua. Sometimes we have an argument with someone. And he's our fellow Muslim brother. And we make dua in the court of Allah that he must lose his iman. We should not make this dua. We must not make such a dua that someone may lose their iman. It is not permissible. We are told that it is not permissible to make a such a dua, that someone must become a disbeliever. Or someone must die in a state of kufr. Do not curse a Muslim. We shall not curse a Muslim. Or call him a cursed one. Or a rejected one. So we should not put la'na upon any Muslim. We should not say that he's a rejected one. We should not curse him. Furthermore, it is not permissible to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive every sin of every Muslim, as it is in contradiction with various ahadith in which it is stated that certain Muslims will enter hell. However, it is permissible to ask that all the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be forgiven, or that all Muslims be forgiven. One should not curse himself, his friends, family, or his wealth and his children, as it may be a moment of acceptance of dua, and his cursing dua may get accepted, which will cause regret for him. We should not curse ourselves if we have done something wrong, if we have done a mistake. We should not curse ourselves. We shouldn't. We should not curse our children. We should not curse our wealth, because we do not know at that time and point when one is cursing, at that moment the dua is accepted. What if that is the moment whereby the dua is accepted? And that curse, that dua which is not good, that you're making at that time, what if then is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Then in future we regret. So we should not do this kind of dua. We should try and stay away from this kind of thing. Beloved viewers of Modern Channel, we should not ask for that which already exists. We should not ask for that which already exists. For example, a male should not pray, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. He should not make this dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make me a male, as it will be considered mockery. It will be considered mockery. Avoid narrow-mindedness when one is making dua. For example, do not make dua in a such a manner that it's only about you. It should be about everyone else. As it is better to include, the entire ummah in a dua, one of its benefits is that even if the one making dua is not worthy of a certain thing he is asking in his dua, if he is not worthy of whatever he is asking in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will attain it by virtue of those pious Muslims who were also included in that dua. So when one makes dua, make dua for the whole entire ummah, because maybe by the virtue of those people, by the virtue of the pious people who are in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through their blessings, through their good deeds, through their virtue, the dua might be accepted. So we should not be narrow-minded when we ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, when we make dua, let us ask for things that will benefit us, either in this dunya, or in the qabr, or in the akhirah. Let us not make dua for those things that have been mentioned, Let us not make dua for negative things. Let's make dua that when we live in this dunya, we live in peace and harmony. When we die, because this is one thing that is guaranteed, that every soul shall taste of death. Today, you're carrying someone's janazah. Tomorrow, your janazah will be carried. Today, you are laying someone down in his qabr. Tomorrow, you will be laid in your qabr. So when we make dua, let us make dua for things that will benefit us in this dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. When we make dua, let's make dua for the whole entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to make dua that is beneficial for us, and to stay away from those things that have been mentioned today that we should stay away from. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dua, the essence of ibadah. Dua, the essence of ibadah. Dua.